Retired UNC Charlotte professor and Holocaust survivor Dr. Susan Cherniak-Spatz died this past Sunday at the age of 97. She was beloved in the community as a pioneering intellectual who used her experience to speak out against violent extremism. WFAE's Michael Falero has the story.
Dr. Susan Cherniak-Spatz was born in Vienna, Austria in 1922. She spent her childhood in a middle-class family enjoying theater and dance and studying history. But by the 1930s, her family was swept up by the Nazi takeover of Central Europe, and she was separated from her parents. Cherniak-Spatz ended up in a concentration camp at Auschwitz-Birkenau, where she experienced the Holocaust as a woman in her early 20s. She later published a memoir detailing in frank terms her upbringing and what life was like in the camps. Here she is speaking with WFAE's Mike Collins in 2005.
You had to make up your mind very quickly. Did you want to live or did you want to die? Mm-hmm. It was a very conscious decision. Because if you wanted to give in, dying was no art in Birkenau. Absolutely no art.
Easy to do.
Living was the heroism. Mm-hmm.
Cherniak-Spatz arrived in the U.S. in 1946 after marrying an American serviceman. She earned a Ph.D. at the University of Kansas and later moved to Charlotte. She taught German language and literature at UNC Charlotte and was the first person to teach Holocaust studies at the university. Judy Schindler was her rabbi for more than 20 years and says she saw the impact those courses had on students.
Susan's story was just invaluable. When she conveyed it to students, they could take her story and take it into their souls and hear the lessons she had to teach based on her experiences and try to create a much better tomorrow.
Dr. Susan Cherniak-Spatz is survived by her 3 children and 6 grandchildren. A service will be held at Temple Beth El on Sunday. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.